Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You can be confident that Carrie and Tommy are about to make your drive home way more fun. On the road, you can go with confidence thanks to Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Because just like Carrie and Tommy, tyres and car servicing go together. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Monday afternoon.
Big weekend. How was yours?
Good. Had Evie's birthday. It was awesome. Big little eight-year-old. She liked her nature cake. Yep.
Her nature cake looked awesome.
Except
if you don't know what a nature cake is, it's when Carrie drops her cake on the dirt and then doesn't want to make their kid a new one, so she just calls it a nature cake.
No, it was interesting talking to Ollie because I make them for each of their kids for their birthdays. And now that there's three kids, I feel a little bit like Addie turned to me and she said, when am I going to get a cake like that? And I've realised that by third kid, things are really dropping off.
Yeah, of course.
Ollie said, I still think we went through the cakes. He goes, I still think my camera cake was the best, or maybe my plain cake. And I'm looking going, oh my God, this is nothing like the ones I made you, Ollie.
I'm surprised you didn't put the nature cake next to a real waterfall and say, which one is the real, which one is cake? that still stings you, doesn't it?
No. Okay. It doesn't look so real. It was hard to tell the difference. Hey, guys, big show.
Yeah.
Big show.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't make a cake. You've tried.
I don't have kids to make them for.
Have we got Taylor soon?
We've got a little bit of Taylor Swift coming up right now.
Because she's broken the record in the US for the highest attended concert for a female artist. The person who held the record for decades was Madonna.
Wow.
Which is interesting because there was only 69,000 people who attended, which obviously is a lot. But here in Australia, when you just had Ed doing, what was 109,000 or something, 69 almost doesn't feel like that many. I mean, it's not something we're ever going to perform to. But it just...
You put myself
what, 69,000 in a live audience? Have you got plans that we don't know about?
No, Eli's making a dinner for two joke far too early in the show. I think we'll all agree. Yes, because what's up next?
Tay-Tay, as I just said.
Oh, I thought you just told me the Tay-Tay bit.
I did, and we're going to play it now just to get you in the zone.
Carrie and Tommy.
Taylor Swift, blank space for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Okay.
Why are you stressed?
I'm just so confused.
We did the Tay-Tay bit before. I told you about the number of...
Then I said, what's next? And you said Tay-Tay.
The song, the Tay-Tay.
Oh, I meant, what are you going to talk about next? And so I was expecting to talk about more.
Can we just
I've
restart
just been Googling
the whole...
Tay-Tay facts.
What have you found?
Her real name is not Tay-Tay. It's Taylor Swift. It's probably not even, is it? It's not.
No, I think it is Taylor.
That's Theodore Fast. It's not.
It's not. The hairdresser this
morning. It's not. It's Tyler Rapid. Anyway, you go.
No. It's not. You're missing an opportunity
Tiffany
to
Hasty.
Play with Taylor. Seamstress.
Seamstress slow.
Anyway.
It's Tinker Soldier Spy.
Anyway, when I was at the hairdresser this morning, her name's Taylor Allison Swift. There you go.
Really bore the tone down.
Now do something with Allison.
Oh, in Wonderland. Okay.
When I was at the hairdresser this morning, she was telling me, my hairdresser was telling me about this weird thing that happened last week where their bathrooms are at the back of the salon, right?
Yes.
And a lady went to use the bathroom and a man walked in before her and there was no man hairdresser that day working and there was no men waiting to have their hair done.
There was just a random man
walked
in the bathroom. A bathroom man.
Yes.
The most terrifying.
And so the woman waited and for 20 minutes he was in there.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. No, it wasn't gross like what you're thinking.
No,
it was just weird.
But
right?
I think either way it's gross.
Anyway, like so either then she
I don't
came back
go
out.
In there next.
No, she came back out. She didn't go in and she was like, there's a guy in the toilet and the woman that does my hair was like, well, that's weird. We don't have a guy in here. Anyway, they found out that he'd sneaked in from the alleyway, the back alleyway. But when they went in to check what, like went to clean up and to check what damage. Oh. No, it's nothing.
What damage he done.
I know.
So much.
And he'd stolen something.
Yes.
Which was the weirdest thing.
What's worse, him stealing something or leaving something behind?
I'd rather him take everything.
Yeah, take it all.
Just don't leave anything.
So they put, you know how all over salons, there's big pictures of women with their hair like blown out, right?
Of course. And it often says Tony and Guy on it or something.
Exactly. So they shrunk one of those and put it in a little frame to rest on like the counter when you wash your hands.
And he took it.
But he hadn't taken the whole frame. He opened the frame up and took just the picture and then put the frame back together and left it. No. So he's walked out with a photocopy.
No, he hasn't. They ran out of toilet paper.
Oh.
No.
Surely.
No.
Poor Tony and Guy.
I think he was just lonely. Oh, poor
So what do you want to know on 13?
I just thought it's a weird thing to steal, a picture from inside a frame. And it reminded me, when we got broken into as kids, they went through our house to work out what they'd taken, and they'd stolen one of all of my mum's earrings, but just one, not the pair. Just one of them.
That's so creepy.
Isn't it so weird?
Yes.
Anyway, I thought it would be a fun chat.
Do you remember when those
weird stuff that's been stolen from you?
Kids stole my flying suit and my pilot logbook and my kneeboard. So as my dad said, all they need is a plane now and they'll be off.
All you need is a plane and you'll be off. You're still yet to get that. 13 10 60. What weird thing did they steal?
Right.
Call us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Snoop Dogg and JT. That is Signs for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy, and on 13 10 60, the weird things they've stolen.
Yeah, so I was at the hairdresser, and she had a guy that's come from a back alley into her toilet. And they went to clean the toilet afterwards and discovered he'd taken a picture from inside the frame, not even the framed picture hole, taken out the picture, which is quite hard to do, and taken it with him. And I was saying that when we were little and we got broken into, my mum's jewellery was taken, but just one earring of every set, not two sets. It's very odd.
Yes.
Like, is that someone with only like a nose piercing or something?
No.
Or they're trying to get under someone's skin?
Yeah. It feels like, remember that old thing with people, they'd take your toothbrush?
No. What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, and do stuff with
it. They wouldn't. No, they'd take your camera and then they'd leave your toothbrush and then they'd send you photos like weeks
of what
later
they did with
of
it.
What they've done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jen, what weird thing did they steal?
Shoes.
Did they?
Like a nice pair?
So any pair of shoes we left on our porch, they'd steal them. And then we've been leaving them inside after all those shoes going missing. And then they left a pair of old shoes and a note in it saying, please leave more shoes outside.
So polite.
It's so lovely.
Yeah,
so and did
very
you?
Weird. No. I lost my $200 pair of shoes.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah. Did you?
But it was
pretty
weird.
How specific is your shoe size, like Jen? Like, is there many suspects? Do you have a very common shoe size, or is there just?
Yeah, it's a common. But my sister's got stolen too. Hers is a bigger size, so it's not that common. But mine is size 8, and it didn't matter. It was female shoes.
But
my dad's never got stolen.
You see them like you're out in the town. You're like, that's her. They're my shoes.
We hoped we would do it one day, but we never seen anyone.
How bizarre.
You know, a tip for young players, if you are ever in public and someone dodgy looking asks you what size your shoe is, don't say a size. Just tell them not theirs and then run away.
Because they want your
shoes. I've answered before, honestly, and I said, it's size 11. And the guy went, me too, give them to me.
Oh my
and
God.
I went, okay.
Kirby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What weird thing did they steal?
So when I was a teenager, somebody broke into my house and stole my brother's fox cap.
His what?
And it was a fox, so the brand Fox.
Oh,
fox
yeah.
Racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stole his fox hat. Lo and behold, not even 100 metres where the hat was taken from, there was a jar containing about $500 worth of coins.
But they took the hat instead.
Is the hat, was it a hot day?
Sorry, what was that?
That's so funny, the idea of someone breaking in and then looking outside and going, God, the UV's gone up. I need some kind of protection.
Or maybe it's
a disguise. Oh, we're idiots.
But they didn't take the money.
Because they would have seen a bald man come in, but then who knows who left. G'day, Becky.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. What was the weird thing that got stolen?
Pads.
Sorry?
Pads.
Sanitary pads or like
as
cricket.
In sanitary pads, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they need it? You wouldn't
know. No, it was really weird. So they broke in through mine and my sister's bedrooms were close quite together.
Yeah.
And they broke through one of our windows, ransacked both of our bedrooms. But the only thing they took from both rooms was pads, even though I had makeup, jewellery, money, everything lying there. That's what they took.
And see, this is why I've always said they shouldn't be taxed. It's so unfair on women.
It makes me sad.
Yes, they've got to the point of stealing sanitary pants. Yeah, just down with the patriarchy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Pink's never going to not dance again for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy, and guys, with Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto, you can go with confidence.
Yes. If you are unsure what happens when you're getting your car service, the guys at Bridgestone are great because they will make you a short video explaining what needs to be done, showing you on the car what needs to be done and what maybe can wait if you're a bit short of cash at the time.
Because it can be quite a vulnerable experience going to get your car service because you don't really know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you
mean. So you just hand your life and car and savings over
and soul.
And soul over, not knowing if you're getting taken for a ride.
Yes.
But you're not with Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Yeah. Go with confidence.
Because up next, I don't know if we're still allowed to do these type of segments on radio, but God, I've got a problem with women. Anyway, that's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Alanis Morissette's Ironic for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Because this is both a new segment and the oldest segment of all time. Are you ready?
Yep.
Petty grievances you have with the opposite sex.
Women are impossible.
Men are impossible.
Because girls is
impossible. So
it's old school battle of the sexes.
Yeah, it is. Because there's always
women, they're so annoying.
Well, there's always the other way as well. Hang on, but why did you do that in a women's voice?
No, because that's you. Yeah, you say we're annoying.
Shouldn't you be going, women are so annoying? Yes, and I should be going, men are so annoying. Classic one. Always used to be, I remember my ex always used to complain that when the toilet paper was done, instead of removing the toilet roll empty thing, you just place a new toilet paper on top of that.
To be fair.
Classic petty grievance.
Yeah. I've been known to do that occasionally.
Yep.
We just go through so many in the house. Sometimes I'm like, oh, can't it be somebody else's job?
Yes. I think someone will, well, I think people will agree as well.
How
and
many,
this one,
just hold on. How many do you reckon? Like, can you stack up before someone goes?
No, because then you always throw the next one out. It's just the one empty roll has stayed on there for a year. Do you know what I mean? The other one is if you're getting directions when you're driving, is that instead of saying right or left, you motion with your hand.
Yeah, I like emotion.
And go, it's kind of there.
Oh, is that
like,
what we do? Because I'm into that.
Yes, that's
yes,
what you do.
What women do.
Go that way.
I wish, yeah, and I then, need to drive
then,
with more women.
And then put your hand.
That shows perfectly.
And then put your hand across our faces as we're
well, that's
driving.
That's a veer. That's a veer. That's a veer right.
But I'd take veer right. It's never that. It's it kind of goes like that. Or waiting till the dot moves on the map before you drink. Yep.
No,
should have taken
back
that one. You should have taken that one.
Eli, our web guy, he has a toilet seat issue, which is very annoying. And I only bring this up because I think it's too old school to talk about. Oh my God, like, you know, men, how they leave the toilet seat up.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now, though. Yes.
But didn't you give us an interesting fact about that when we were off air? What were you saying?
Oh, I just understood because I became a spisser. Later in life,
weird.
Which is sitting down to piss. Because I've just decided I'm tired. And so when I'm at home, I sit. And no one told me that the toilet sit down because I assumed when people talked about it, they meant the whole thing. So the lid as well, right? And
when they have an issue with it.
Yes. And I didn't know that it was because women sit. And so if you've left the toilet sit up and you get up in the middle of the night, you fall in the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah. But just tell us that.
Because there's no seat.
This is an educational program that needs to be taught
in
schools.
Wait till you have a toddler. Who sits without the seat?
Oh,
they go right all
disappear.
The way down. So
disappear. They're gone. We've got to go down to the local sewage plant and hope
Where's
they pop
Eddie?
Out. So I have a new one. This one's very specific. It is women don't respect the closing of the door quickly at a sauna. So when you're at the gym
with all
or
your
the pool,
old man mates.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it just old blokes in there?
Yeah. But there's always the old men will yell at you straight away if you leave the door open for a second too long.
Yeah, that's why we don't feel welcome.
But women,
that's why we don't go.
But women open the door and then as they're walking in, they turn to their friends and go, Sally, are you coming in? I'm just going to be 10 minutes.
No, this one's the steam room. And the sauna's
the door open
next
the whole
door,
time.
And the door's open the whole time.
And all the air's going out. All the steam in the hot air. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
You know what I love?
What?
What I...
Hang on, love? It's meant to be, isn't it? Hate? Sorry. Aren't we doing petty grimaces?
Inside, I'm feeling a lot of hate.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I said that I enjoy it.
Mm.
When you're talking to a man and they're looking at you and you think they're listening. Like what happened for the first half of the show.
What? Sorry, I missed that. What was that?
13, 10, 60.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Petty grievances.
About the opposite
sex.
Great.
Gary and Tommy.
Sam Smith and Calvin Harris. That is I'm Not Here to Make Friends for Your Monday Afternoon. It's Gary and Tommy, and we are doing this.
Petty grievances you have with the opposite sex.
Women are impossible.
Men are impossible.
Because girls is
impossible.
Just a bit of fun. Hey, Bickers.
Men provide no detail, like no detail about anything. Even when you ask them to recount an event, no detail. And women, far too much detail.
Far too much detail. Yeah, I was out with Sandra.
But you know Sandra's is Marie's brother's cousin.
But I love it when they go like, I love it when they go like this too. They go, I was out with Sandra. You don't know Sandra, but Sandra has a dog and that dog just had a litter. And I'm like,
okay, I don't care.
I don't care. G'day, Sean.
G'day.
How's it going?
You sound surprised, Sean.
Yeah, pretty good.
Caught me off guard there. How are we?
Yeah, good. What's your petty grievance about the opposite sex?
My petty grievance is after a long day's work, getting home, finally sitting down on the couch, and she starts filing her nails, and the couch is shaking uncontrollably.
Shaking? How violently is she filing her nails, Sean?
That's enough to disturb my movie. It's horrible.
Is it?
At least she's not clippering them, like clipping them on the couch
and just
leaving them on the...
Watching them ping off into the distance. I'll get them later. We don't even know where they are. What are you doing?
And then you step on them later.
Oh.
Good on you, Sean. Sharon, what's your petty grievance?
Hi, petty grievance got to be the one and only the toothpaste. Who's going to be the one that gets the last little bit out of the tube?
Yeah. Sharon, I get it. I'm guilty of another version of this.
Do you think that, just before you say what your other version is, do you think the toothpaste is not a man-woman thing? It's the same person that won't change the toilet roll holder will also not use a toothpaste container properly. They're the same person, I think.
But don't you think, Sharon, do you just mean that they'll just use the empty toothpaste forever without just getting a new one?
They will squeeze it until they think there's none left, and then you go, no, I'm not going to let you beat me. So I get the last out, and then I put it back, but I don't open the new one. I only open the new one when I need it.
Yes.
So hold on, you're annoyed at yourself?
No. The person who thinks that there's still more in it when in fact there isn't, so I still squeeze enough out onto my toothpaste going, well, tomorrow when you go to get the toothpaste, there really isn't any left. So you have to replace it.
Got him, Sharon. Good on ya. I like it, Sharon.
That was a real specific. She was talking to someone then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like an actual
that wasn't a general grievance. That was one thing short of going, Daryl, you're really giving me the... G'day, Leanne.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Grievances. What have you got for us?
Just quickly shout out to Romani.
Good on you, Leanne.
Thank you. Very considerate.
Yes. So my petty grievance is when you need a man to go and get a particular product from the grocery store and you cannot write it on the list, you have to send a picture of exactly the product that you need, because if you don't, then it's too hard and they can't find it. They just can't.
Leanne, I share this petty grievance with you about my male housemate. I ask him to get like one thing and it is always a variation of that thing. I'll be like, can you just grab a couple of steaks for dinner? He's like, no worries. I got two
What's
fish
the
heads.
Variation for that? What was it?
He'll just get something different.
Fish heads?
Or no, he will get like lamb chops or something. Like it'll be something that's close.
Why don't you just get the steak then, you know?
No, because usually we're working and he complains I cook dinner too late. And so if I'm going to cook. God.
You really are like an old married couple, aren't you? Fighting about what time you sit down for dinner.
Should we call Johnny and ask him for his petty grievances?
No, he'd have a long list.
Glenn, what's your petty grievance?
Well, mine is when a woman's sort of stewing, ruminating over an issue or something all day, which she decides to raise in the last 3 or 4 seconds before you fall asleep. And so she says, but usually it's something heavily emotional. And she says, what do you think about this? Yeah. And you're sort of like, I don't know. Never thought about it. She said, do you want to know what I think about it? And you're sort of trapped in this, okay. And for the next 90 minutes, she doesn't draw breath. Oh, there's this bombardment of things, often with veiled accusations in there.
But you love your wife, Glenn, yeah?
You mean my ex-wife?
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we're going to let you know how you can win some cash served up by Carrie and Tommy, all thanks to play.tennis.com.au.
Yes. But up next, if you've ever wanted to take advantage of very cheap / free booze, boy, have we got a tip for you. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry,
a blank space.
Yes.
Is not what I have in my mouth right
now. No, what are you working over there? Snakes?
Snakes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a blank space is not what web guy Eli had in his mouth at the weekend.
Oh. I thought he said he wasn't doing that.
No. We need to discuss his dinner.
He always says he's not doing that, and then he has two at the same time.
I'm talking about food.
Oh, are you? I'm so sorry. That's not what I thought you were talking about. Yeah.
So web guy Eli went to a bottomless, no, it wasn't brunch, it was a bottomless dinner, which I've never heard of bottomless dinner.
Again, we're talking bottoms.
He says
is a bottom brunch different to a bottomless brunch?
They should do a bottomless dinner with topless waiters.
Good.
Okay, Eli was at a bottomless dinner. Have you ever been to a bottomless dinner? I think they're not called that because
every dinner he goes reason, to is bottomless.
Because they're a bottomless brunch rhymes like which is what I think the alliteration is. That it?
Yeah,
but I don't think they're called bottomless dinners.
No, so this one is. It was $60 per head.
And you could drink as much as you want.
And you could drink as much as you want on a Saturday night. So we were like, great, let's get preloaded and go out.
Do they make it? So whenever I've been to a bottomless brunch, they made the service of the drinks quite slow and they limited it to like 3 hours or something.
So with this, you had to have your glass empty for them to replace it.
Not a problem. Not a problem. A challenge, if anything.
So let's just have a little guess. I mean, I know, so I won't be guessing.
Oh, I need a time.
We had the table for an hour and a half.
Ooh. In an hour and a half.
And
was your drink of choice?
Frozen margaritas.
Frozen, which are tricky to have because they're cold, so you can't drink them too fast.
How much were you eating in that time as well?
Who cares?
Yeah, there was some spring rolls, some edamame.
Edamame is not exactly going to fill you up.
I've had 42 drinks, but don't worry, I've had a green bean as well.
How many drinks do you think he made work of?
I would hope, just breaking it down.
Think seriously. Don't just say some dumb number.
No, don't worry. I'm taking
this. This is serious.
Yes, I'm very interested. I would hope you could do about one every 5 minutes. So I'm hoping that's...
One every 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's frozen margies. So I'm hoping you had about 15.
18.
Close. Yeah. 18.
If I had 18 margaritas,
if you sniff
I would
a margarita.
Be having a different kind of bottomless experience. I'd be off my head.
Wang on, what would your type of bottomless experience
be? Well, I'd just be sick, both ends, I reckon.
Both ends? So what happens when you get drunk? I mean, most people but do you blow out both ends a bit more? Bloody hell.
My body shuts down. Doesn't like it. It's too much.
That doesn't sound like shut down. It sounds like it fires up.
It's not good to have that much.
But you get just to clarify, Carrie Bickmore gets drunk and craps her pants.
No, occasionally, when I get sick, my body just wants to evacuate both ends.
Oh, my Lord.
I wouldn't be the only one that happens to when they drink too
Give
much.
Give us a call, 131060.
No, I don't want to talk about whether you evacuate both ends
you
when you're drunk.
You can't just say, I wouldn't be the only one, and then us not put it to
I
the test.
I want to talk more about when you've made use of a buffet
sure
scenario.
You do.
I want to know when you've done an Eli.
Great.
And what's the maximum number of items you've eaten in an all-you-can-eat scenario or all-you-can-drink
And I want to know when you've done a carry. And if we get no calls on done a carry, then you are the only one. Give us a call, 131060.
Carry and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And on 131060, we're talking when you went too hard at the buffet.
Or have you done a carry, which is most people, when they drink too much, they just vomit. But carry explodes out of both ends.
No, it's because I don't like vomiting. I hold it in until it's got to come out somewhere.
So you vomit out of your pressure builder. Backside.
No, it just makes the nausea does. Anyway, Harry.
Blowing from
Harry, have you done a carry?
G'day, how are you?
You're very well, thank you. What are you calling about?
Oh, look, just your interesting comment about blowing out at both ends.
Yeah. My interesting comment. Yes, Harry.
We had an anniversary up in Brisbane, my wife and I, and we ended up at an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet.
Oh.
And, no, it was sensational. Oh. Disregard any salad of any description.
Yes.
But we just went I just went the prawns and the oysters.
Yeah.
And 8-7 dozen oysters and about 5 kilos of prawns.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Pretty good.
And, Harry, did the oysters have the desired effect of...
Of course.
Yes.
I was on my anniversary.
Yeah. I thought this was going to end with you blowing out both ends, but...
Oh, no, I don't do a bit more, please.
Thank you, Harry.
Tamara. Tamara, tell me I'm not alone.
Harry, I have experienced the carry. I'm going to call it the carry from now on.
Talk to me about how the carry works in your world.
I went out to dinner with some girlfriends. It was a girls' night, and the agreement was it was going to be drinks all night, dinner, fun girls' night. And I went home, and it was that night that I evacuated.
Wow. And did you have any warning, Tamara, or did it just come out of nowhere?
To be honest, I thought maybe I ate something, and then it's actually happened on multiple occasions.
Yeah, I had the same. It must be food poisoning.
It's not even that night. It happens into the next morning.
Yeah.
I actually have experienced the carry, and I've never ever told anyone. And now that I know that you experienced.
Don't go around telling everybody. It's not the new thing.
This is going to be the new trend.
Doing the carry.
You were on the cover of like Women's Health, wasn't it? What was the cover shoot you did?
Like years ago. Yeah, it's a Women's Health cover.
You can do one about doing the carry.
I'm not. Get a
body. This is how you get a body.
Jan.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you done a carry? What's happening?
I've experienced the carry too. It is a thing. I'm sure it's a thing.
Have you done a morning? Because our last caller just said that Tamara that she'd done a morning carry as well as sometimes her night carries go into morning carries.
I can say no, I haven't really done a morning carry, unless my night has continued into the morning.
Yes.
But I've even been out and thought, oh my God, I'm going to have the carry happen. And I've gone, and you know when you go out, you don't take a large handbag, you usually take a smaller one, you know, something
delicate. What's happening with the handbag?
Oh, no.
Well, you've got
to... it's a carry bag.
It's both ends, and you got, oh my God, which one am I going to do first? And when, I don't know, this may be too much for radio, but you know, when you're going from one end, it's coming at the other end, you can't stop it.
Oh.
So where did you put the bag? Front or back?
No, I threw everything out of my bag onto the floor, which was a little bag, and I don't take little bags out anymore. I take big bags. And I had to plop it into the bag while the other end's doing the carry, and I was like, oh, my God. But I couldn't do it on the floor, even though it's a public toilet, like, because then everyone would see what was happening, and I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, you start sweating, and you just hot, and you're feeling like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And, so I've left a couple of bags behind.
Oh, my God. Leave them there. And then someone would be like, oh, my God, look at the bag.
This is the best idea for you to bring out a new product. You can bring out carry bags and you'll be the only person that has two handbags and they'll be like, why is there two?
No, you just have those little ones that you roll up and put inside, you know, to take shopping.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't shop, do you? You know, there's ones you roll up and they've got a little thing around them and then you put them in your handbag. And so when you go to the grocery store, you open it up.
Can we please patent this and you release carry bags for both ends?
I mean, I don't really want to be the ambassador for it. We got a few here, though, that could be the ambassador. It seems to be a trend.
G'day, Alan.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. Have you ever needed a carry bag when you've been blowing out both ends?
I needed a priest, to be honest. So, yeah, mine wasn't referred to as a carry. Mine was referred to as the Lucifer.
Oh, what caused it, Alan?
Chili
excessive amounts of bourbon and whiskey, cola.
Yeah, that's Bicker's thing same, too. She same. Calls it fighting juice, though. Carrie
and Tommy. That is new stuff from Megan Trainor. It's called Mother. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Sorry, I'm just enjoying the Mr. Sandman.
Yeah, it's very good.
You just heard it. You don't need to see me singing it, do you?
Up next, because very exciting, because you are heading into the jungle.
Or am I?
Mm.
That's the question.
Find out with the two hosts next. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Harry Styles, late night talking for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's time to do some backward, no, not backwards, same, but spoken talking.
So, sorry, Jesse. Maybe you should practice some normal talking.
I was trying to tie it in with Harry Styles, but then I was like, no, this isn't same, but backwards. Which
same,
we did.
Same, but late night?
Yeah, we could do a late night version.
Can you do it in a, are you reading them out? This is where, of course, Jesse reads
actually,
the lyrics.
Can not you doing the reading one this time. No,
okay.
No.
Okay, what are we doing?
Did anyone see what Snoop Dogg got up to over the weekend?
Yeah, he went to Scotland and they welcomed him with bagpipes playing Still Dre or something.
Same, but bagpipes.
Thanks to Australian Mushrooms, add the rich, transformative taste to your next meal. Add the Mighty Mushy.
I'm so disappointed. I thought Scottish Jock was coming back. You were going to do your accent. And instead we've got the bagpipes.
Yeah, no, it's a real change of pace, isn't
even,
it?
Even the clip I saw, so it was great. It was a guy playing
so
it was a guy
already.
Playing bagpipes on the tarmac for Snoop. And sorry, he was playing Forgot About Dre. But even though I know that song, I was like, I guess he's playing that to Snoop.
I
like
can hear
maybe
the one in
it's
the background.
It. And Snoop was trying to dance along to it. And seeing a man trying to dance to bagpipes is fun.
Well, we are going to do bagpipes today. And before we do that, guys, Mushrooms are also giving you the chance to win a $300 supermarket voucher.
Ah.
Head to carrieandtommy.com.au to win. Here
do
is
that.
Your first song.
Yes.
Because you put the song in the background. Oh, what is it?
Please buzz in.
Oh, yeah. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
What's more annoying?
I mean, I could tell you, but
song number two.
Oh, this is so. Oh, Carrie, Lil Nas, Old Town Road.
I've never been happier for you to win.
And just
so
this
quickly.
Goes quicker.
So quickly. Do you? Anyway.
Two zip to Bickers. Song number three.
Oh, my God.
This is so bad.
It's that song, you know that funny camel video? It's
my
Celine Dion,
Titanic,
My Heart Will Go On.
It is not.
No, it is. Keep going. I can't believe I'm asking for more.
I wish My Heart wouldn't go on at this point. All this segment wouldn't go on. Just, Jesse, just whisper to Carrie what it is. Please.
What is this?
It's Jock.
All of me loves all of you. No, none of me loves none of this.
That's or John Legend.
John Legend. Yeah.
Oh, God, they sound similar, don't they?
His voice is so smooth.
Yes, his bagpiping is pretty good too. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Lizzo and SZA, that is special for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Because this is exciting. We have not done this segment in a long time. Of course, the original was called...
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
Where we played Dog Barks and we had to guess what breed of dog it was. It wasn't exactly a smash hit, but it didn't bottom the show out completely. So we decided to bring back different versions. I'm unsure of what this version is. I've just been told...
We did dog, 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 bark, bark, pussy.
Yes, we did.
And we did... There was another one, bird.
Yes, we did a lot. Yeah. And whenever we get desperate for content and don't have other ideas, we break out another animal noise. What have we got today?
Dog, 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 bark, 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 Pippa.
Pippa, our Producer.
I'm an animal.
But which animal?
What have you got for us here, Pip?
Well, I've been working a lot on my animal noises.
Oh, this is great. Because you've got a newborn.
Well, sure, I blame it on him, but I just often spend my time.
Or maybe it's just, a new thing you want to bring into the bedroom. Keep sparkling.
Oh, is this how the newborn came on?
God. Okay.
Honey, what are you? Honey, do you want tonight? Nay! Oh, well, I'll try again tomorrow.
Eli, how dare you? How dare you?
So,
your brain's now just thinking of things,
I've
isn't
got
it?
So
it
is. Many.
Well, let's see how many I do.
Okay, so okay. Pippa, you're going to make an animal noise. We have to guess what it is. Join us to shut our eyes.
I think we're going to. Why do we have to shut? Okay, sure.
No, I was trying to paint the picture.
She's not going
to
make it act it out as well.
I can if you want.
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. All right, then shut your eyes.
Okay.
First one.
Tommy.
It's a
donkey.
Mm-mm. No, ooh. That would be. Oh,
no, I thought it was a donkey's steps because they step slower than a horse because a horse goes.
You didn't let me finish.
Do they?
Yes, they do. Sorry, Pip. Also from the bedroom.
It's a horse.
It's a horse. Yes,
it's a horse.
Okay. Do you want to do your whole? It's the horse.
Whole soundscape. Yeah, okay.
Again.
It's always again.
It's feeling very bedroomy.
Yeah. No wonder you'd be annoyed if you didn't. You'd be annoyed if you didn't get to that bit and you guessed before the. Okay, what do you got
ready?
Next,
we've got this one.
Fish. Goldfish.
Like which fish?
Goldfish.
No.
Blowfish.
No.
Again.
It's half right, but was the fish from the baby shark video
on
YouTube.
That's very specific.
That is very specific. Oh, this has killed the bedroom vibe, hasn't it?
When's the bit coming in?
No.
Yeah, your fish noise really should have been. Do, 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 do.
I don't know what that is.
That's just what you did.
Yeah. What's
oh my God.
In my mind.
Okay, last
I'm
one.
In
last one.
Last one.
Oh, no, that is just you in the bedroom.
Growling. Is that an angry dog?
It's the cheetah from the pillow in my son's room.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we would never have got that.
That's the idea. I had to win.
But you're not. It's the competition isn't with you. It's between Tommy and I.
No, I want to win.
Somehow in your ability to want to win, somehow you've ended up losing.
I really have turned into Sonder.
Catch up on anything you missed from Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. Grab it on the Listener app. Carrie and Tommy are about to go with confidence out the studio door and into their cars. And on the way home, they'll probably pass one of the 160 locally or family-owned and operated Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto stores across Australia, which means there's one right around the corner. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Bye.